You're listening to Beltway Beef, official commentary from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Washington, D.C. office.
Well, hello and welcome back to another episode of NCBA's Beltway Beef podcast. Well, we've been watching some developments on the Farm Bill happening in Washington, and here to provide an update is Allison Rivera, Executive Director of Government Affairs for NCBA. Allison, what's the latest on the Farm Bill?
So recently we have seen some summary language come out of the House and Senate as the NCBA team has gone through some of this language. We are excited to see a lot of positives from the House legislation. On the Senate side, you know, there's definitely some positives in there, as well as some items that we're going to keep a close eye on and probably have to push back on a little bit. But either way, we have seen language, and we are ready to continue to move the ball forward and continue the work. I think just getting some summary language out and knowing that the House bill is going to be beneficial for cattle producers is certainly a step in the right direction.
So as you're going through and analyzing the Farm Bill, what are some of those top priorities for cattle producers that you want to make sure are in that final bill?
So a lot of the priorities that we have been focused on, obviously the three-legged stool are animal health priorities that we've been talking about since the last Farm Bill, and even before that, we are really hopeful to see some very strong numbers as we move forward with the House Farm Bill. And then obviously we're going to keep a close eye on the disaster programs that we continue to unfortunately have to use across the countryside, as well as the conservation title. We obviously have a lot of priorities that fall under that Title II conservation title. And then also just reminding everyone that's listening that we really were trying hard not to have a livestock title in this Farm Bill. And thankfully, thus far, we see that there is no livestock title on the House or Senate side.
So remind us why it's important to not have that livestock title.
You know, it's going to be hard enough to get a Farm Bill across the finish line. And when you add something like a livestock title, I think you open up an extra title that's unnecessary and opens up Pandora's box to add pieces to that title that will make it even harder to get a very difficult piece of legislation across the finish line.
So next, we're looking towards May 23rd for the House Agriculture Committee to mark up this legislation. What is that markup going to look like? What should folks be expecting?
So this will really be an opportunity for both Republicans and Democrats to dive deep into the bill. More than likely, you're going to see probably more amendments offered from the Democrat side, things that they feel like they want to see in the bill that were either not included or they want to include. And so it should be a robust conversation. It is a Thursday markup. I know in the past, markups have gone, have started in the morning and gone into the wee hours of the evening, and those are always exciting for both members and staff. But it'll be interesting to see. I think, you know, there's probably going to be items, again, from both sides of the aisle that members that are priorities for members that they maybe want to include in the package. So it'll certainly be something worth watching.
So it feels like we've been talking about the Farm Bill for a long time at this point. What has the process been like to provide feedback to the House Agriculture Committee? How have producers been able to share their perspective on what they need in the next Farm Bill?
So just want to give huge, huge kudos to Chairman G.T. Thompson for the amount of legwork that he has done, the amount of travel that he has done across the country. But he really has just done so much outreach. He has gone to our producers, farms and ranches, and seen what they need on the ground, why they need these programs, why they need these programs bolstered, why we need protection in the foreign animal disease space, and has really been a huge, huge proponent for our producers, has been a huge cheerleader for cattle producers across the country, and particularly recognizes all of the needs that they have and truly wants to do right by them in this Farm Bill. And we recognize that, we appreciate it, and just want to, again, just give him a huge round of applause and a big thank you for all the work that he's done.
Switching gears here for a moment, I want to ask you about a new bill from Congressman Ronny Jackson, Senator Ted Cruz on livestock indemnity. Tell us a little bit about this bill and what it does for producers.
So essentially, unfortunately, the fires down in Texas caused a lot of death losses for, unborn calves. And so, these little tweaks that we see to the livestock indemnity program really can go a long way to positively help producers. And we hope to see some of this language included in the farm bill at the end of the day as well. But in this particular one creates a new payment rate, if you will, for cattle that were lost that had unborn calves. And so again, just a small tweak, but can really make a huge difference to the amount of loss and that generational loss that we've unfortunately seen down in Texas.
So where do you think that legislation might go? What is the outlook like on Capitol Hill?
So we know that there is some interest, particularly on the House side, to include that language into a farm bill. It would be in something that would fit nicely into a farm bill. It would be a great path forward. And so we hope that we can get a farm bill done soon. I'm going to continue to be a wide-eyed optimist. But again, we know that we're going to see some changes to the livestock indemnity program within this, both the House and Senate farm bills, and so hopefully we can those two they can come together and come to some agreement on making some positive changes to the LIT program.
And remind us, there was a farm bill extension. Where are we in that process now?
So we are still sitting in a farm bill extension, politics being what it is. They will need to pass another extension if we get to September 30th, and we have not gotten further down the road in this process. But again, just want to reiterate that having a markup on the House side on May 23rd is really a step in the right direction. If we need an extension, I think Congress will provide that. And these are certainly uncertain times. And so if that's the case, NCBA will continue to move forward and continue to do the work to get a final farm bill done.
So, Allison, ahead of that markup, what can cattle producers be doing to talk to their elected officials? What should they be asking for?
So, again, I think cattle producers have done an amazing job over the last, not more than a year, multiple years of just reminding our friends in Congress what needs you have in this farm bill, what tweaks you want to see with different programs like disaster programs, as well as conservation programs, and then protection from foreign animal disease. I think that coming to the Hill and storming the Hill, as we did recently with our legislative conference, that really goes a long way, hitting those individual member offices. Because just as a reminder, once this bill gets marked up through committee, both the Senate and the House, it will end up on the floor of the House and on the floor of the Senate and then in conference committee. And so every member essentially gets a touch at this bill. And it is a large package. And I think that all the work that cattle producers have done to have conversations with their members of Congress really does go a long way.
You know, there are a lot of folks in sort of farm districts who understand the needs of cattle producers in the farm bill. But if you're in a more suburban area or in a city, how should producers be approaching those conversations about why a farm bill is so important?
I love that question because food security is national security. I think you see that every single day when you turn on the news. Everyone eats, everyone has to eat, and if producers don't have the tools they need, the world doesn't eat.
Well, Allison, thank you so much for the update today.
Absolutely. Happy to join you.
This has been another episode of Beltway Beef. Don't forget to check us out online at policy.ncba.org or catch the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from, including SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.